Balls.
Dude, if a guy was blue-balled and then you snowballed him, that'd be intense.
That was kind of a letdown of a punchline.
Did it give you blue balls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your joke gave me blue balls.
I was waiting for like some kind of climax.
But instead it just got backed up.
Like Jenny's texts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I gave my phone some prune juice and it's doing better now, so.
Dude.
Kapaw! Fuck it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Welcome to back to Mouthy Broadcast, everybody. I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Peter.
Oh, man. Guys, it's been like forever since we recorded, hasn't it? Like, or it just seemed like that. It's been a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, it really does feel like it's been forever since we recorded, but it was good that we were able to release regular shows.
Yeah, we worked it out.
Before the last time we recorded, we did not have a Nazi problem in Virginia.
Oh my God, it's been that long?
So it has been that long.
So
yeah.
We need to keep recording, because obviously when we stop recording,
we get
Nazis.
Nazis come out.
Nazis. But I don't want to talk about... Okay, we all hate Nazis.
Yeah.
We've established that, but I feel like people come to sources of comedy for a break from things like Nazis and the threat of nuclear war and, you know, the flat earthers not believing in the eclipse. So...
They don't believe in the eclipse.
They don't believe it, or they believe that it proves a conspiracy of.
Hey,
flatter.
I think that's fair game for comedy.
So let's start with that then.
So yes, we stop recording, and you know the apocalypse happens. The moon crosses in front of the sun and blacks out the sun for an entire day. That's what happens.
Thanks, Obama.
Oh man, so the eclipse. I don't even know where to start with that.
Well,
like,
Jenny, you've got to tell us your story because you went to the line of totality.
Yes,
to witness
I had
it.
To. I'm a fucking science nerd. I had to go. So I took off a couple days from work. I drove to Charleston, South Carolina. It's about like a 7-hour drive from here if you go straight through and don't hit traffic. And I did hit traffic.
I wonder why.
Because everybody was fucking going south for the fucking eclipse. And plus it's an I-95, and I-95 is just a shit fuckery all the way down, like all the way from Maine to Florida. So
can confirm.
Yeah. So I spent Sunday in, Charleston, like just kind of walking around doing touristy shit and, you know, that sort of thing. And then Monday we got up fucking bright and early. Like I got up earlier than I get up for work, which is pretty fucking early. Well, no, normally I get up like the crack of 10 or something.
Anyway, you got up early.
The crack of 10.
So I go, we go down to Patriots Point, which is like a history thing in Charleston. They've got the USS Yorktown. They've got like all kinds of shit there. We get on like really early. The first 200 people get onto the ship, onto the USS Yorktown, and Al Roker was there doing his live broadcast from the deck, you know, out
I
of a helicopter.
I don't like skinny Al Roker.
Yeah, he kind of looks weird. Like,
sorry for the
he
aside.
Freaks me out.
Yeah.
We're so used to seeing him as like big, fat, jolly Al Roker.
Jolly Al Roker.
Well, same with Al Sharpton. Like, when I see skinny Al Sharpton, I'm like, wait, what?
Skinny Al Sharpton looks sick.
I actually had the opposite reaction when we were watching the CNN 90s special. Like, I'm used to seeing him skinny now, and I see him fat in the 90s, and I was like, what the... Who the fuck is that? What? So anyway, so we got to be on the Today Show. We just got to, you know, stand there and wave and be like, yeah, we're excited! Astronomy, woo! And it was just, like, 6 hours of standing on the deck of the USS Yorktown and waiting for the eclipse to happen. So we got to tour the ship while nobody was on, because we got on like so freaking early. Got to do the whole tour of the ship, which was really awesome. If you're in the area, you should go check it out. And another cool thing that happened about 2 hours before the actual eclipse started, or I don't know, it was early. Ben comes over to me and he says, hey, come here. Do you want to be a part of history? Do you want to be a part of something that will live on forever? And I'm like, okay, sure. why the fuck not? He takes me over to this area, and like this guy is filming a documentary about the eclipse, and it's going to be like in IMAX. So this guy's like filming this shit that's going to be all across the country, and we just had to stand there and do what we were going to do anyway. You know, put our goggles on, look up at the sun, and be like, ooh, look. Things are happening, you know, and they filmed us. And so we're going to be in this IMAX movie, apparently. It's called...
That's awesome. You should have held
we're gonna
up...
We're going to see Jenny's Brooks. Cleavage in IMAX.
No, I was wearing like a normal shirt that day, not a cleavage shirt, so...
Aw.
Aren't all shirts cleavage shirts on you?
No, because the neck came up like way up here. Okay. So, I mean, it was a boob shirt, though. It was like, it has big, wide, horizontal stripes, so it makes my boobs look gigantic. So, I do have that.
Well, in IMAX, they'll be extra gigantic.
That's true. That's true.
I'll be renting out the theater for that one.
So, did you hold up like a mouthy broadcast sign?
No. I wish I was wearing my classy broad shirt that day. I really do. But I wasn't. I wasn't planned. I didn't think that all this was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to be on TV or anything like that. So, so that's called America's Journey, I think. And I think it's going to be out next year. So anyway, we had a lot of clouds in Charleston, and we were afraid that we had gone all this way and stood around in the heat for 6 hours for nothing. And just right at the point of totality, the clouds started to cover the sun, and we're like, no, no, no. We all start waving like, no, no, no. It was almost as if like we actually blew the clouds out of the way.
You were trying to fan the clouds away with
yeah.
your hand.
I think there was so many people in Charleston doing that it actually worked because the clouds cleared, and we could see like probably about 75% of the moment of totality. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. It's like top two. I don't know if the other one... It's kind of tied, honestly.
Do you want to tell us what the other one was?
The other one is the Blue Grotto, which is this this area yeah. in the island of Capri off the coast of Italy.
Yeah, I was there.
So you've seen it too. Like,
yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Isn't that fucking amazing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so if anybody doesn't know what this is, basically it's this cave that's like a naturally formed cave off the island. Where the light shines in just at the perfect angle, and you go in there and the water is lit up with this brilliant sapphire blue. Like, it's a color that does not exist anywhere else in nature because everything else is dark, and then the water is just lit up like with this magical blue color. And you have to kind of crouch down in a boat and go into this cave and probably get either crushed in the face by the rocks as you're going through if the waves push you up, or, you know, get splashed or something. Like, you have to go in at the right time of day. You have to bribe the guys to put you ahead in line and all that fun stuff. And you go in and it's just this magical experience. So, like, those are the two things that are top of my list of coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
Nice. Awesome.
If I had actually been able to see the volcano that I climbed, that might have been top three, but it was cloudy that day, and that was the biggest fucking ripoff ever. Anyway, so that was my experience. It was amazing. I'm already planning to go see it in 7 years for the next
awesome.
One.
So in upstate Virginia, we got to see 80% coverage, and we had some clouds too. But we were able to, you know, like the clouds were moving back and forth, so we were able to get a pretty good view as long as we had on glasses and everything. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was awesome. Of course I couldn't, didn't get the totality, but I took half a day off work and drank. So it was amazing anyway.
See, that's pretty amazing. Yeah.
So here's my beef with it.
Uh-oh.
The next day, all right, I'm hearing all this shit about, that's so stupid. All these idiots staring at the sun wearing these glasses. You couldn't even see anything. Like, why? What do you mean you couldn't even see anything? Like, you had to wear the glasses to see something. I'm like,
you should have just told them.
What are you gonna do? Stare at the sun?
They could just put sunscreen in their eyes.
And it's just gotten me really frustrated because all summer long, these haters have been everywhere. And it's been a pretty shitty couple years, I think. Not just, you know, for me personally, but for the country in general.
I mean, other than that one thing where the piece of shit got elected. I mean...
So one thing that's been going on around here, I don't know if any other, I know it's been going on in a lot of cities across the country, but it's been a big deal around here, are these painted rocks. Do you guys have
yes.
these? Okay. So like kids are painting rocks and hiding them all over their hometown. and you get to write a little hashtag on it, and people can like check in on Facebook where they find it and then rehide them again. And people are taking them to different cities, and they're going all across the country with these rocks, and people are having a great time. There are articles in the paper about how people are using it as therapy. And all I see are freaking assholes on Facebook complaining about how stupid they think the rocks are.
Fuck them. Like, who cares?
It's
who cares
like, what they think? We get so little joy out of anything in our lives, and they just want to suck the right. fun out of everything. Like, oh, the eclipse, you're such a nerd. Why do you think that's cool? Have you ever seen the moon block out the sun and seen an awesome ring around it? Yeah, well, you didn't see it either without glasses on. You know.
So fucking well, what?
Fuck you. I got a little bit of happiness today, and yes. you're a miserable cunt.
Exactly. So why? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what they fucking think. I got the same shit back when Pokemon Go started. And, mm-hmm. like, you know, there was something happened. It was, like, the start of, like, a long string of fucking tragic events. Like, one of the bombings or something like that happened at the same time, like, the same day.
I think it was Pulse, wasn't it?
No.
It's been about a year since Pulse.
But Pulse was a little bit before that. But it was... Okay. It was in that same time frame, and I get back on Facebook and I see somebody's like, oh, you know, if people worried about the state of the world as much as they cared about their Pokemon, maybe we wouldn't be such a shit. And I was like, you know what? I call them out. I was like, this is our escape. So go fuck yourself. I got to spend quality time with my family while we play this game and not worried about what the fuck is going on someplace else. I'll worry about it another time. Thank you very much. You know,
I just get
for the record, Jenny just flipped off the camera.
See, that's for the Patreon supporters.
And if you subscribe to our Patreon, then you get to see it now.
I think this will be the first video I actually upload for the Patreon supporters. So,
well, people were like that with fidget spinners this summer, too. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, why do you care? Like, for some people, it helps relieve their stress. Like, fine.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't get it. But
if you don't like fidget spinners, don't use them. If you teach school and you don't want kids in your class to have them, tell them they can't have them. Mm-hmm. Other than that, shut up about it.
Right.
So y'all look stupid with your fidget spinners. It's like, well, you look stupid for complaining about it.
You look stupid with your face.
You look stupid with your fucking thumb up your ass on the internet, ruining everybody's joy.
God, fucking assholes. Why do you have to suck fun out of everything?
Like, if people would just, like, suck dicks more instead yeah. of sucking fun less.
Yeah!
But it's true. Add happiness.
Yeah.
Don't kill it.
Well, some people, they seem to derive their happiness from taking the fun away from other people. But fuck them. Like, fuck their stupid faces.
Can you make a shirt? I like how I was trying to say, can we... Knowing full well I'm not going to make
You're
shit.
You're volunteering me, yeah.
But Jenny, could you make a shirt that says, suck dicks, not fun?
Who's actually going to wear one? Are you going
to
wear one?
Not to work, but right, not I'll, to school
I'll put
events.
It up on our shop.
I'll wear it to comic cons and whatnot. When we're
I'll wear it to International Women's Day rallies.
Yes!
The gay clubs.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it would be received if I wore that.
I think you know.
Yeah.
So, Peter, did you get to see the eclipse?
No. I had to work.
That's a shame.
I didn't even get to fucking go outside for 5 fucking minutes.
Your slave drivers wouldn't let you outside?
No, like, around 1 o'clock, I get, like, a pile of portfolios on my desk, and was like... And they were like, here, this has to be done by 5. And I was like, well, shit, there goes anything I could do for the rest of the afternoon.
But you could step outside and just look at it real quick.
I looked out my window, aww. And I saw that it was kind of dark outside.
Aww. So you need to, like, meet up with wherever we go for the next one and watch
I'm
it
I'm thinking,
with us.
Like, Chicago.
I don't want to go to Chicago.
Why not? Chicago's a cool place.
Yeah, but it's going to be April. It's going to be early April. It's going to be cold as shit up there.
Well,
I have friends there.
Where do you want to go then, Jenny? We'll let you pick.
I'm thinking about Austin, Texas.
Austin's a cool place.
See?
So we can see the bat, too.
It's going to be, like, Austin is right on the south sort of border of it. So I was thinking I'd just go there and then just go outside of town a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, I'm down for Austin.
The other option I was thinking about, I have family in Burlington, Vermont, but then, like I said, when I thought about the time of year,
it's cold.
It's going to be even worse than Burlington.
I'd go to Canada, like I think Montreal is going to, right?
Oh, Canada.
You know what would be cool?
That's like the French part of Canada.
What do you hate, the French?
Yes. Except those guys that were streaming the fight the other night.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Yeah, I didn't want to pay for the fight, so I went to a friend's house who had a stream of it from a French channel, and the commentators were all French. It made me feel very fancy to watch two guys beat the shit out of each other.
A friend of mine streamed the whole thing on his Instagram.
What? That's amazing.
Someone he didn't I get know. Blocked? That's funny.
Well, he tried it on Facebook and they shut it down, but then Instagram let him do the whole thing.
Someone I know tried to put it on YouTube and they got caught pretty quickly. Yeah. It was a stupid fight anyway. You didn't miss anything if you didn't watch it. Like, it was literally...
You're watching a racist beat up a wife beater. It was...
I was going to say it was like watching Lauren's cat's fight. That was actually more entertaining.
Is he actually a racist, McGregor?
He said some racist shit. Oh. Yeah.
But he's
Irish. I kind
of
feel like Irish are never racist. They were slaves, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, but look at this guy's ego and shit. He's kind of like the MMA Trump. Like,
I don't pay attention to men fighting each other. It's just...
Well, yeah, I mean, neither do I. Like I said, all I know about boxing, I've learned from Rocky movies, so...
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You're totally right. I should have just watched the Rocky movies, because, it was 3 hours of sitting around waiting for the fight that sucked anyway, so...
I am gonna say, though, that I feel like all boxers are wife beaters.
Probably.
Like,
Rocky Balboa is not a wife
beater. Okay, but Rocky Balboa was a fictional boxer, okay? I do find it hard to believe that George Foreman... I find it hard to believe that George Foreman was a wife beater, but he obviously had brain damage because he named all of his children George.
Because he couldn't remember any more names.
was Muhammad Ali a wife beater?
He could have been. I don't know. When you see these guys on the ring and you see the look on their face and the anger that they're taking out, I just find it hard to believe that they're not going to resort to that in other areas of their life where they get mad. This is probably kind of a controversial and
I don't think you have to be like angry to be
statement.
A boxer.
Maybe that's just where they get their anger taken out, but in the rest of their life they're chill.
Maybe, but I mean, look at Mike Tyson.
Well, that's one example.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't like just say, oh, Mayweather and Mike Tyson are both pieces of shit, so therefore all boxers are.
I know, I'm not saying all boxers are pieces of shit.
Not
I'm
all
just
boxers.
Saying like I wouldn't want to date a guy who like was doing any kind of MMA or, you know, stuff like that. That would bother me.
I know this probably doesn't speak for the rest of his character, but my mom met Muhammad Ali and had lunch with him, and she said like he was one of the sweetest people she's ever met.
That's good. Yeah, but
so I mean,
what I'm saying is probably kind of ignorant and judgmental.
Yeah, it is.
But also. But also, like, people who are that strong and violent scare me. So, you know.
Well, what about wrestlers? Like, do you think that...
That's fake. That's all fake.
Well, it's acting. Well, still, it's acting in theater.
Yeah.
But they still got all, like, that muscle and weight and stuff and...
I mean,
It's acting in theater. Like, when people say they're athletes, I agree, they're athletes. But it's all theatrical.
Yeah.
So it's not muscles that scare me. I mean, weightlifters don't scare me. It's that aggression, you know?
I can see where you're coming from, yeah. But I don't know. I disagree.
No, you're allowed to.
I'm just basing this on Rocky movies. So I'm just like, yeah, but Rocky wouldn't hit anybody. Like,
unless he was getting paid.
But like Ivan Drogo or Ivan, what the hell was his name?
Ivan Drogo?
What was his name?
Ivan Drago.
Oh, Drago, Drogo. Oh my God, you're such an idiot. You got one letter wrong.
Two.
You said Ivan Drogo and Ivan Drago. It's one letter. I just pronounced it
Isn't
wrong.
That the bitch that Trump married, Ivan Drago?
No, that's his daughter that he wants to fuck.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, Khal Drogo would probably kill a motherfucker. Outside the ring.
He killed the motherfucker inside the ring.
So did Khal Drogo. Like 10 motherfuckers.
Wait.
I'm talking about Game of Thrones.
Spoilers!
Cool. I'm talking about Ivan Drago.
I know who you're talking about.
She's playing the Harry Tubman game.
You guys played the Harriet Tubman game first. We're way off topic. I'm sorry.
I don't know shit about Game of Thrones. I was just like,
you don't
what?
Have to. You just make shit up. So we've never played the Harriet Tubman game on the air before.
No, we haven't. Should we explain the Harriet Tubman game?
Yeah. Do we need to take a break or do we just go into it?
Let's take a break real quick and then we'll come back and talk about the Harriet Tubman game.
All right. Kylo Ren, he was on that cartoon, right? In the 90s? He played that chihuahua?
Yeah, Kylo Ren and Stimpy.
No, see, and that's not how you play it.
That's not how you play the Harry Potter.
That's not how you play it.
I don't know.
Hold on, that's close. That's close. But here's... Okay. We're just jumping in.
I think this is the first time I've ever attempted to play the Harry Tubman game IRL.
Right.
Usually
play it on the internet. And it's funny, because we'll do it...
Oh, I know the game.
Now you know what we're talking about. So
yeah, because I was doing it with Ben on the Twin Peaks group, and I didn't even know that it was like a thing. I thought we were just like joking around.
It's a thing. Well, it is a joke, but it's a thing, and it all started with we call it the Harriet Tubman game because it started with Jenny doing it on a post somebody else said about Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad.
Yes.
And it was because a lot of people think the Underground Railroad was an actual train.
So what
people
did
people are stupid. The Underground Railroad was not a train. We're not going to explain what it was. If you don't know what it is, you're dumb. And you don't have to listen to our show anymore. We forgive you. We forgive you for your dumbness, but we're not going to teach you.
Get some history, motherfuckers.
You missed fifth grade history.
Right. Yeah.
So
I think I commented something like, I remember this from middle school because I grew up on the eastern shore of Maryland, where the Underground Railroad ran through the countryside. And when Harriet Tubman would not get up to give up her seat to a white woman, that's when she became history.
They had to shut down the Underground Railroad because Harriet Tubman didn't give up her seat on the train. So it was trolling somebody else, okay? But then, so it became Harriet Tubman didn't give up her seat, you know, so we're like crossing the story of Harriet Tubman and Rosa Parks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just started crossing other people into that too.
Yes.
And anytime somebody says a name of anybody, we kind of just morph it into, so like what you just did, Ivan Drago, and I said, oh yeah, he was that guy on Game of Thrones, right? The, you know, that married Khaleesi, right? Which is Khal Drogo. But you don't come out and say it. You just say these things.
You make a reference to something
else. You make a reference to something else without saying the name of the person or the thing. And it can be fictional. It could be real. It could be, it doesn't even need to really be a person. Like, oh man, I can't wait to see the total eclipse. And yeah, man, my ex-boyfriend had this 96 eclipse. It was so sweet. Or it, no, that's not good. It would have been better. Yeah, my ex-boyfriend used to drive one of those and it was so sweet. You know, that works too.
Right, right.
I mean, it was a really good Pink Floyd song.
Yeah.
See, I can't play this in real life. I need like a couple seconds to think about it and process it, you know? So I can't play this game on the show. I'm too slow.
My favorite one is when somebody says something about when we turn Sophia Loren into Sophie's Choice.
Yes. So now it's Sophia Loren's Choice.
I thought it was Sophia Vergara's Choice.
I think, or it could even be Sophie Turner's Choice. We so like any famous Sophie or Sophia got wrapped up into the Holocaust.
Suki's Choice.
Suki.
Do not do that thing I told you not to do.
But Bill.
Oh, God, I miss that show. Even the Were-Panthers.
That's another show I never watched.
You're fine. It's good.
Okay.
You missed out on that one. It's past, you know?
Well, I mean, like, should I binge, like, season, like, 1 through 4, or?
The first couple seasons
are okay. It's on Amazon Prime.
I have HBO Go. I mean,
oh, there you go.
Oh, well, either one. Yeah, the first few seasons are good, and then, like, it gets ridiculous, but, like, they know it. So they're like, okay, let's see how even more ridiculous we can get.
So they jump the Were-Panther instead of jumping the shark?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can tell that they're having fun with it. It's not like, you know, it's not like they're trying to be like super serious about fairies and fucking panthers and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we know we're being ridiculous. Just roll with
it. I never actually finished that show. The last season...
The last season is like... It's Dexter level.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I think you told me that, and the only reason I was going to watch is to see Eric Northman naked, and I could look that up online.
Well, you see his dick at the end of the second to last season, so you're fine there.
Oh, then I must not have even finished that season. I think I gave up.
Well, we'll finish that season so you can see some Northman peen, and then...
Yeah!
So, speaking of penises, we have an official mouthy broadcast Saraha now.
I like that segue. That was good stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, So I was having so much fun with this a couple weeks ago when we first started that I decided to open up an official one for mouthy broadcast because I really honestly just missed Ghent Confessions, which was a confession page on Facebook a couple years back that everybody was doing. And So it's, I guess it's Sarah Hobb or mouthybroadcast.com. I don't know how the fucking thing is, but we're on there. We'll share it
in the show notes.
Yeah.
A quick follow-up to our last episode, I ended up getting my own Sarah Ha, and I was actually quite surprised by all the positive notes that people left for me, and if anybody here who is listening wrote one of those notes, I thank you.
Aww.
How many people want to bang you?
There's a few. I'm assuming they're all dudes.
What? Even the one about farting and startling the cats?
Especially
I sent Peter a message that said, when I fart, my cats get scared. And I asked, as a fellow cat owner and farter, how do you, like, protect your cats?
And you fooled me, because I thought that was somebody else.
Yeah.
I thought it was another well-known farter and cat lover.
Do you have any, like, highlights that you want to share that you're comfortable sharing on the show?
Yeah, let me open it up real quick.
I can read the ones that we got to the official one while you look it up.
Yeah, let's do that.
I got two saying that I'm better than Nazis, which is thanks.
That's not a very high bar. That's bullshit.
But it's still a compliment.
You know what else is better than Nazis? Butt sex. I mean, that actually, that's not too bad at all.
It depends on who you are as to...
So some of these are kind of personal, but the one that I'm willing to share on here that I liked was, I think your sense of humor is amazing, and I like how open you are about mental illness and how it affects you. It helps me sometimes. And that's like, that made me feel good that, like, all my nonsense is helping somebody.
Yes. I agree with that. I agree. Like, it's not so much a misery loves company thing so much as, like, just knowing that you're not alone in your struggles, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I want my friends to know, is, like, if they ever feel any of the stuff I feel, they can come to me and talk about it, and I will understand.
I will understand. So what we got on the official one, it says, Mouthy Broadcast is one of my favorite podcasts. It's my favorite Not Safe for Work podcast. The hosts are all fantastic. Like, we know that, Gary. We know.
I was going to say, some of the messages, you can tell who wrote them just by, like, the way that they're written.
Yeah, whenever I wrote one, I was like, I'm so paranoid. I was like, I got to change how I write things so they don't know.
Yeah, I would always, like, I was always try to be like try to write mine in code, or like be very vague, like,
right,
just song lyrics.
No, I wrote one to you that wasn't song lyrics.
Oh, you did?
Or the 18 intro.
Oh,
don't
tell her
what it was.
I'm not gonna tell you which one.
Okay.
It's secret.
Is it the you got a nice boot?
No,
that was probably Tommy V.
It was Tommy V. He told me he had a nice butte.
I'm pretty sure he sent us this one also. He's well, this person says, I stole the Lindbergh baby. So that's probably Tommy V. Because he would totally go back in time and steal the Lindbergh baby.
Or Ben.
It could be Ben. It could be Ben. Not sure.
We'll give it back.
That's true.
I mean, I think the statute of limitations has run out on that one. You're fine. Just submit it. And then the last one we got, it says, when are we going to see you, all of you, naked? And that is never, unless we put a Patreon level support on that. How much?
If you donate.
Oh, I forgot
that was
me.
$5,000 to us, we will record a show naked for you.
No, that's your line.
No, we won't, because I forgot, you guys. I was drunk and I sent that message.
I'll do it for free. I don't give a fuck. I was talking for you guys.
You slut.
I just wanted to have a reason to get naked in the live stream.
I mean, if we want to do the shows naked, we can do that. We can't put it on Patreon then.
Well, nobody. I mean, my camera, if you're looking at Patreon right now, my camera is from the neck down, so I could take my shirt off right now. In fact, I should.
I mean, my boobs are practically hanging out anyway.
It would make people subscribe, right? They would give a support if I took my shirt off right now.
Okay. Yes, do it.
Okay, hold on. It's my headphones are going to get in the way. Wait.
Well, this is happening.
Hold on, I have to take my headphones off.
I thought this was just going to be a bit, and she was just going to be like, Russell, I'm taking off my shirt. No.
My shirt's off.
Her shirt is truly off.
It's off.
And now my pants are
so
off.
So everybody should give us a dollar and see my shoulders.
Peter's turning like 10 shades of red. Webcam.
But it's like you're wearing like a sports bra, so it looks like you're just wearing like a tank
I've already discussed this. I always wear a sports bra. In fact, I'm wearing two sports bras.
I was going to say, we talked about this last time.
Yeah.
So.
Y'all got big boobs.
Tig old bitties. Man, what are we even talking about now?
Because one of them pushes them up, and then the other one keeps them down.
Wait, what? Isn't that just balance each other out?
Well, one of them, like, picks them up, but it doesn't do much to stop the jiggling, and the other one, like, straps them in. It's like,
I feel like ICP and magnets right now.
The second one works like an ace bandage.
Interesting. Question. Why don't you just wear like a tank top over it or something instead of the second bra?
Tank tops don't.
I mean, like one of those
down.
Like a Spanx type of thing, not like a.
I don't know. Where do I find one?
Order them online or go to TJ Maxx. You get them for dirt cheap.
I don't even know where a TJ Maxx is around here.
Marshalls?
Or maybe there's a glue.
I don't know.
Maybe there's a glue that can, like, hold your boobs up.
I think you should invent that, Peter.
Duct tape them bitches.
We'll have to experiment, though.
Did you guys see the girl online that has, like, double J boobs or something and ordered the stick-on bra?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
She put that motherfucking thing on while on a Facebook Live video and didn't show any nips. I was amazed. It didn't work.
But no nips. Good
no nips.
Her.
Like, they were practically pasties on her. Yeah.
IRL.
I saw one of those online and I was like, I should just try it and just see if it works. I was like, I know it's not going to work, but if I can find one for cheap enough, I would try it.
Would you post a video of yourself trying it?
Maybe. What would my Patreon level be for that?
I don't know. I don't think I could. I don't think I could myself.
I've probably shown more of myself for less money, so. As in free. You know, why not? Why not? Give me money. I'm basically a cheap whore at this point. Like, give me $50 and I'll put on a stick-on bra on a video. I mean,
give us $100 and I'll put a sock on my cock.
Are we like a step above like webcam girls at this point?
No, I think we. I think I am a webcam.
I think we're at that
girl.
Level.
I just took off my shirt and said, "Give me a dollar." I think that's
shoe on head. Probably nobody even remembers that shit anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god! All right, let's move on.
Is it a webcam? Was it a webcam thing?
Yeah, it was like an old school web meme.
And they went in.
They got this girl to put a shoe on her head. That's it. And for
how much
a while
did they pay her for that?
I don't remember.
I'll put my shoe on my head for Tree Fitty.
Tree Fitty. Oh, that was my favorite Patreon supporter that we got. Tony's donating Tree Fitty.
Oh.
I need about Tree Fitty. So I'm going to look up this on the Know Your Meme site. We got something else to talk about, I'm sure. I'm sure we do. Oh, You're the Worst is coming back.
Yay. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, so,
your topic.
Well, it's a favorite show of all three of us. And season 3 was just released on Hulu. So if you haven't caught up, now would be a good time. I want to talk about what season 4 is going to be about, but that kind of spoils how season 3 ends. So let's just say it's a really good show, and if you haven't started watching it, please do. It's really good. You'll love it.
It's one of those kind of shows that, like, it's perfect for horrible people who want to watch a show about horrible people.
It's a romantic comedy for people who don't like romantic comedies.
Yeah, it's a very dark romantic comedy, which
twisted,
I appreciate.
Even, yeah.
But it also gets into, like, hashtag real talk a lot, where, like, you'll be laughing for, like, the first two-thirds of an episode, but then, like, the last third, you're, like, fucking crying.
Yeah.
Because, like, something fucking real happened.
Yeah.
And then they don't, like, you know, end it with a joke. It just ends there, and you're just like, well, fuck.
Like, basically, if you like Louis, stuff like that, if you like BoJack Horseman, you will love this show. I've got a slight problem because I'm really on the border of canceling my Dish subscription because they keep raising the price on me, and I'm basically not watching anything but, like, one show at a time.
You need to confiscate that PlayStation out of your daughter's room, put it in the family room, and get PlayStation View.
I've actually talked to them about
it. Yeah, it's going
to
be on
one.
View. Lauren and I can watch it.
Like, and we may just buy a PlayStation for the living room just so we can do that.
I'm loving the PlayStation View subscription. It's better than Hulu because you can watch everything live. For a few extra bucks a month, you can add in, like, special channels like Showtime and HBO, things like that, if you don't have HBO Go already.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have Showtime just for Twin Peaks, but, like, they throw up the new episode on demand, like, as soon as it goes live. So even if I miss the live broadcast by a few minutes, I can be like, oh,
that's on demand immediately. And you can set it as a DVR, too.
Okay.
So, like, yeah. I've had all my Preacher, I've been able to watch DVR'd.
I'm definitely going to have to do this, then.
It's got BBC, so you can watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, I love the BBC.
It's got AMC, so you can watch Better Call Saul and all that. Like, seriously, like, I love it.
Do they have
it.
Cartoon,
like,
Network?
Cable.
Yes. So yeah, okay. I've got Rick and Morty on, too.
The only thing, basically, what I did a couple months ago was I sat down and I made a list with our entire household, and I said, what shows do we need to watch? Can we get these on demand? And it was like Doctor Who, Steven Universe, Preacher, Better Call Saul. You know, it was like, what channels can we buy? Like,
all of that is on View.
Something. So
all of those are on View.
I'm doing this shit
without any extra money, and it's the same price as Hulu or Netflix.
And you just have to buy, like, your PlayStation account, kind of like I have Xbox Gold right now. Is it kind of like that? Like, you have to pay for a year of that or something?
Yeah, because you have to have your payment to be connected to the network, and then it just streams through on your Wi-Fi.
Fuck it, I'm doing it.
Ethernet.
And they've also got they also have really good customer service because that every once in a while they're like, oh, Peter, just, you know, as an incentive for being a great customer, here's a 3-month upgrade to a higher tier for more channels. And I'm just like, I don't know what I did to get this, but I'll take it. Yeah,
that hasn't happened to me yet, but I've only been a member for like 2 months, so user, whatever.
Fuck
it's called.
Fuck Dish, man.
Well, hopefully it will, because like I just got a shit ton of channels for 3 months, and I'm just like, cool, I'm paying the exact same thing.
Well, here's the problem that I'm having right now is that like I'm trying to find like a downtime in between shows where I'm not going to miss a week because I'm, you know, busy setting it up, or I'm busy doing other things and I don't have time to set it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I've got like a backlog of Preacher and, well, Twin Peaks is on Hulu and, you know, through Showtime on there. But, like, I've got so many shows that I've got recorded on my current DVR that I can't catch up on. And I can't find that, like, gray area of, like, even a week or two when nothing is on so that I can safely switch over and not miss any shows. So I'm like...
Well, those shows are on demand on View, so you can...
Yeah, that's true.
Just
that's
go
true.
Back and...
I can catch up. Fucking Dish right now is, like, $90 a month, and I have, like, a basic... fucking package. They start charging me for local channels. I was like, bitch, I'll put up an antenna. This is some bullshit.
Yeah, that ain't cool.
Because with Twin Peaks, like, some stuff will come up in an episode. I'm like, oh, that's from, like, fucking 5 episodes back. And I'll go back and watch that other episode and be like, okay, yeah, that's what, you know.
Well, I'll get a PlayStation and then I can play the Friday the 13th game whenever I want.
Yes, it's fun.
Yeah.
Kill people.
All right.
And then teabag them.
I think we've done enough damage on this episode. So go to our website, mouthybroadcast.com. We'll put up our show notes. Y'all go and read the fucking show notes. I know some of you are not reading the show notes, bitches. So all the links that we talk about in this each episode are in the show notes. Go up there. We'll post a link to our and we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mouthy Broadcast, and you can call us at 757-541-CUND. And we'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Bye.
Bye.
I gotta find my shirt now.
Show us your titties!